Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Harris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Werber. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive towards first. Haas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Sperry moves to second. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Sperry scores. Parker moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Parker scores. Potter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Potter moves to third. Finney moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive towards short. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sperry moves to second. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-2 in the game. Vozmik takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. Vosmek moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doerr moves to second. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry misplays the ball. That's an error on Sperry. Doerr scores. Peacock goes all the way around to score. Harris moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Peacock moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Harris moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vozmik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Haas picks up the ball and throws it to Parker, who tags the runner out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nelson. Tabor moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peacock. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Peacock steals second. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer is hit by the pitch. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmek is hit by the pitch. Doerr scores. Peacock moves to third. Kramer moves to second. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Kramer scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's 15-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Fox moves to second. It's 16-3, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Parker moves to second. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 16. And Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.